you're getting to the end of the season. You're getting to the award stage of the season before the playoffs get kicked off. We're talking MVPs. We're talking Defensive Player of the Year. Mm-hmm. I want to know from you, first team or NBA, who is your lineup?
Paul George is definitely there.
All right, first pick on the board.
I can only do one. I'll do one.
Do your five. Two guards, five. Two forwards, and a big.
Got my list right here.
Yeah.
I didn't do mine. So you just go.
All right, shadow. All right, cool. Guard spots, we've got Steph.
Yep.
Got James Harden.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Two forward spots, we've got Giannis.
Mm-hmm.
Paul George.
Mm-hmm.
And my center, Nikola Jokic.
That's perfect, man. No?
Exactly the same as mine.
No, that's pretty exactly much perfect. The same.
I think that's a consensus.
That consensus. Do you agree?
Yeah, I agree. I'm trying to, but I can't. Yeah. Cool.
If you had to eliminate one of those five, who would it have to be? Do you know what I mean? Who's PG. Got the closest call for that spot?
You know what? Yeah, I'm
and
saying
who
PG.
Who is on their tail to take their spot?
PG and for then who? KD.
Yeah.
Because there's no way I'm taking out Jokic because Jokic is the star player on, like, what could be at the end of the season the number one seeded team in the West.
Yeah.
And they don't give them any love at all.
They could actually win.
They could. He's a 20-10-7 guy as a big man.
He's crazy talented.
Fam.
But.
Don't give me buts. Go on.
Defensively.
Steph doesn't play defensively.
Steph is a good defender. He's not a great defender.
Fair.
He's a good defender and he shows a lot of effort. Fair. On defense.
Still, he led the league.
Jokic
still won,
benefits greatly from the system. The coaching in Denver is absolutely top notch. The coaching staff this year, definitely coach of the year.
Yeah, for me anyway,
coach of the year hands down, because he's come up with a defensive system that doesn't allow Nikola Jokic to be exploited every time down. Because when I'm playing 2K and someone's playing as the Nuggets, you best believe I'm posting up on Jokic every single possession until they sub him off. Mm-hmm. Do you see what I'm saying?
Fair.
But I think that first team is consensus.
Yeah.
Who are you rolling with for the second team or NBA?
That gets harder, isn't it?
Shall I read my list?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Westbrook as the guard.
Really?
Yep. Kyrie Irving as the other guard. Then we have KD. Someone's going to slap me for this, but LeBron, yes. He's still second team, even though his team has sucked all year. And Joel Embiid as the center. Go on.
Say your guards again.
Westbrook and Kyrie.
See, this is going to shock you.
I know.
This is going to shock
you. I'm going to tell Marcus Smart. Terry Rozier.
The other way.
I feel like there's a Ben Simmons.
Kyrie is not in my second team.
Eh?
Ben Simmons.
You're moving mad.
Nope. Russ and Lillard.
No.
Okay, yeah.
Go on.
Russ, Lillard.
Yeah.
Kawhi, KD, and Joel Embiid.
Okay.
That's what I've gone with.
Lillard.
Dame Dollar has been money.
He has, but Kyrie's having the best season of his life.
Kyrie, for me, has not been consistent all year.
No, he hasn't.
Also, Kyrie, for me, has caused a lot of friction with his teammates. Fair. And we're talking all NBA players, which is more than just numbers. You've got to look at how players come across as a leader on the court. As a teammate to the other guys in their squad.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, that's the reason why Russ makes that cut, because he's taken a little step back to allow Paul George to do what he's doing.
But a step forward in other ways.
And Dame is still carrying the team in Portland, but you don't have any drama with Dame. Do you know what I mean? Dame isn't... he's just there to play ball, get buckets and do his thing. Yeah. Whereas for me, this season, as talented and as amazing as Kyrie is, and bro, I'm the biggest Boston fan you're going to meet in your life. I can promise you that right now. Even me this season is going to say I'm putting Dame... Not saying that Dame is a better player than Kyrie, but he's more deserving of the second All-NBA spot.
Okay.
You got to decide and vote. Who
Kyrie,
you,
man.
You putting Kyrie?
Yeah, come on.
What's your reasoning?
It's Kyrie. the thing is, with Kyrie, like this season, fair enough, he has been shaky in terms of the teams, but this is like him taking the role of a leader. Like, he didn't experience it before. He apologized to LeBron. Like, he didn't. This is all new to him, and I feel like he's maybe finally coming into the role of being the leader as Boston are doing better. They're playing better.
Yeah.
With Lillard, I do love Lillard. I love his ability, but I just feel like something's missing with that guy. And I don't know if it's personality leadership, but he's missing something. He's very consistent.
Lillard's not missing anything. Portland as a team is missing a third option. You see, the thing is, you're saying that Kyrie's learning how to be a leader. Dame has already been a leader. He hasn't needed to take a learning curve this season. So why would I put Kyrie above a guy who's been doing his job?
Who? Kyrie.
Kyrie, yeah.
Yeah, Kyrie's... I would say so. Kyrie, if I was picking teams, I'd pick Kyrie. But I'm looking at just this season in isolation.
You could also argue against that without Kyrie playing that Celtics have won. They have like a winning record without Kyrie as well. That could count against them.
I guess...
I think Kyrie has caused a lot of issues.
That's the only reason.
That's fair.
Because I look at these all NBA nominations as the complete season of a player. Mm-hmm. Same way why LeBron's not in my second team because...
Yeah, why is LeBron not in your second team?
LeBron is not in my second team.
Kawhi.
Because
so you, I... Go on. Yeah, you have Kawhi instead of LeBron for me.
12 months ago, I was told,
what were you told
by multiple people, anyone was saying, whatever team LeBron is on becomes a contender.
He was injured.
Now everyone's saying to me. Yeah, look how bad Cleveland was. He dragged them to the finals. The way I see it is, LeBron was in the East.
I'm gonna get angry.
Now he's in the West. Mm-hmm. Now he's in the West. He can't compete with the best.
Nope.
Right.
Nope.
They're not in the playoff picture. They're not close. And it's not that for me.
Injuries.
The main factor for
injuries.
Me is look at how he's responded to the situation he's in. Mm-hmm. He's tried to trade his whole team.
Oh,
he's
my
tried to get his coach fired. Out. For me, if you're talking about an all NBA player, he cannot be on your first or your second team, especially when there's talent. Look at Paul George, Giannis, Kawhi, KD. Oh. You're telling me that LeBron has had a better season than any of those four?
Kawhi, how many games has Kawhi played? And even and without Kawhi,
you got management doing the stats today.
They
you know,
got to, they got to. And I think what's cool, they have a winning record without Kawhi as well. Just
it's because. They're a better organization. And also, Kawhi hasn't tried to trade his whole squad.
LeBron
so they're playing cohesive.
LeBron's the GM.
LeBron's not the GM.
Is LeBron the GM?
He's played 51 games. I think LeBron's played about the same. And LeBron was injured. They just put in Kawhi.
So why
on
was
rest.
Kawhi not playing?
Because he's injured. No, he's on rest.
Rest. Bro, it's a pod. They can't see you doing this.
Oh, yeah.
On a quote podcast.
Unquote rest. They played the see, they both played 51 games.
Now, here what I'm saying is.
Go on.
You're telling me. That LeBron has had a better season than Kawhi.
Statistically, yeah.
But I'm talking all NBA team selections.
Yeah,
is more than just the numbers on the paper.
But I see that I have to. If we're doing that, we have to take into consideration that he was injured for 20 something games.
Yes, so was Kawhi.
Kawhi has not been injured.
He's resting.
He couldn't play back to backs because his knee hurts. Whatever. We don't want to hear it. So his starting point guard has been injured. Brandon Ingram injured. So it's just a whole team full of injuries.
I'm hearing a whole team full of excuses.
If their excuses are valid, are they even excuses?
No.
No, they're not. They sound like reasons to me.
So you're putting LeBron in your second team or NBA instead of Kawhi or instead of KD?
Absolutely instead of Kawhi. KD can stay there. That makes sense.
So why does Kawhi not deserve to be in your second team?
It's not he doesn't deserve it, but I put LeBron over because it's LeBron James. It's LeBron. And there's no point. Because like... Fair enough.
Because you like him better.
No, he is better. He's a better player.
But what?
He's been out. But then it's like with the Lakers, all the excuses, not excuses, but all the reasons that AB said.
Not excuses, but reasons.
Yeah, all the reasons AB said are very valid. But then on top of that, it's like the what you just said at the beginning in terms of LeBron can go to any team and there'll be a playoff contender. Lakers are very bad. Like Lakers are extremely bad.
They were fourth before he got injured.
I'm very happy for LeBron to what LeBron did last season. Yeah, I feel so sorry for him. He worked like to get Cleveland to the finals, that team to the finals. He worked so hard for that, and no other player could do that. In my opinion, no other player could take a team like that to the finals.
So why has he not done it this year?
He's injured, fam.
He was injured for
better,
one.
The Cleveland team from last year or the Lakers team. Say we take LeBron off both teams and those two teams play against each other.
Yeah.
Who's they're better? Both fresh, both healthy.
Yeah. Who's better?
Lakers.
Exactly.
But they weren't healthy this season.
They're not even close to
But they weren't healthy
they were
this season.
And every roster has injuries. How many injuries did Kevin Love have?
Yeah, but he came back at some point.
Okay, but Mo.
Lonzo is out for the rest of the season.
So you're equating Lonzo Ball.
Yeah.
So Mo for All-Star.
Yeah.
Yeah,
former
but Mo,
20 and 10
but
guy,
Mo,
Kevin
but Mo,
Love.
But Mo,
don't,
but Mo. What
the game is the game.
But the
game.
Thing is, on top of that, what conference is harder? West.
Yeah.
So it's another excuse.
It's not an excuse. It's What conference is harder?
West. For me, it's injuries.
Injuries, I've heard conference, and both of those are just...
Yo, I have not heard me, conference.
All I know is LeBron going to the West, it's a harder conference for one. Lakers is a worse team in the West than Cavs in the East.
Even though Cavs
are the worst team in the East right now. But I just feel like LeBron going to join Lakers in the West isn't for him to prove that he can get them to the conference. It's for the future. It's a long-term goal. It's not...
How old is this man?
34.
And how many games was he injured?
20-something.
And you're talking long-term.
He's getting old, but you know that LeBron's not going to... My thing is, I don't think LeBron's gone to the Lakers to get a ring in the first place. But that's another.
So you don't think LeBron is actively competing for an NBA championship?
But you think he's worthy of a second team or NBA spot? Yeah, because the what I would say added. Is it is because stats like LeBron at Lakers is still going to reach those stats that beat obviously the Michael Jordans, and he'll be top whatever in all these different stats. I feel like LeBron is playing for stats now. Lakers, him going to the Lakers, I think I said this on the last pod, but like him going to the Lakers is obviously more, for me, it's more business and money than actually getting a ring. I feel like the whole more than an athlete, which is great, I'm here for it, but it means that basically a championship isn't everything.
Okay.
And a lot of players are starting to, well, not a lot of players, but other players in different sports are moving that way as well. Antonio Brown is one of them who said that, it doesn't matter, I'm happy with my money, blah, blah, blah. The sport, KD also said, I think, that NBA isn't enough for happiness. And it's great, but for the fans, we want, obviously, players to get the ring, aim for championship. And I feel like LeBron's above that now. I feel like, because the only thing that LeBron has to really compete against in NBA right now is Michael Jordan. That is it. That is really it. That's the only conversation that anyone's talking about with LeBron.
Last time I checked, he was competing with the Sacramento Kings for a spot in the playoffs.
Was it him or the organization?
So if you're going to bring that to the table, right?
LeBron.
Why is Anthony Davis, why is Anthony Davis not in your second All-NBA team? Because he's had injuries and he's had a terrible organization around him. So why is LeBron there but Anthony Davis not? Because Anthony Davis, if you look at his numbers on paper, he's putting up crazy numbers when he plays. Why is Anthony Davis not in your second All-NBA team if you're going to say roster's terrible and injuries? What is your justification for leaving Anthony Davis out?
How many games has he played since the All-Star break? What was his... They've sat him basically because he wants to be traded.
The NBA put out a thing saying they can't sit him.
But he's playing like 23 minutes a game. Like, you're basically sitting him. So, because
LeBron's sitting right now. LeBron's sitting tonight's game.
There's 11 games left.
So, it's the same situation with Anthony Davis.
They were sitting him when there was like 30-something games left.
There's nothing different between the two. So, why is one in your team and one not?
You, sir, with basketball knowledge, know there's a difference.
What's the difference? Tell me the difference.
You tell me the difference because you know there's a difference.
I'm telling you, there's no reason why you can put LeBron in your second All-NBA team.
Over Kawhi.
Because he's got injuries and he's got a bad roster, and not put Anthony Davis in.
No, I can.
Why not? Why?
Because the entire year, the entirety of the year, the Pelicans have been terrible. Agree or disagree?
The Pelicans have been terrible for years, not
but
just
this year. But this year.
This year, yeah.
They made the playoffs last year. But this year,
yeah.
Nowhere close.
Okay.
Fair. Even with him being the best player on your team, putting up 28 and 12 and whatever, still terrible.
Okay.
Never close to playoff contention. Christmas Day, when LeBron James went down, where were the Lakers in
fourth
the standings?
Seed, I think.
Fourth seed? Where were they?
I'm pretty sure they were fourth seed.
Management, I think you know that they were in the fourth seed, right? Great. Fourth seed? Yep. Great. Fourth seed.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
And then he misses 20-something games. Within those 20-something games, Lonzo Ball, your starting point guard, he also gets injured. People want to say Lonzo is a bust. Lonzo is their best on-ball defender. He is an elite playmaker. He allowed... Him and LeBron, they work together. Now, LeBron comes back, he's put on some weight, he's not as good as he's supposed to be, and then Brandon Ingram, he gets a blood clot in his arm, and now he goes down. So, and then in that time LeBron was injured, what are they? They're like 7-13 or something mad. Either way, they lose games. LeBron comes back, it's like, well, I mean, I'm not really 100% fit, it's a bit long, we're losing games, we're out of playoff contention. But there was a point in the game where they were close. With Anthony Davis, I can't. Those are apples and oranges because they were never close. It's like put. It's no that whole thing. Putting up good numbers on a bad team. That's basically what Anthony Davis is doing.
That's what LeBron's done.
No, because they were in contention at one point.
Yeah, but you could pull up any standings from any random date in the NBA season, and bad teams will be good in the start of the season because it takes months for the season to filter out.
But I feel like LeBron didn't get. Lakers were
fourth. There was a time the Kings were fourth. So what am I going to put Bogdan Bogdanovic in the All-NBA team because the Kings were fourth?
Who got injured on the Kings, though?
They've had hella injuries.
The context here is LeBron got injured for 20-something games.
Though. Okay.
That's the context.
So you're saying if LeBron had never got injured, the Lakers would be fifth.
This,
you're telling me
they would be fifth.
If LeBron James never got injured, they'd be fifth.
They'd be fifth. Yeah.
Okay.
100%.
Okay.
1,000%.
Okay. Well... LeBron's on my third NBA team.
Yeah, let's say bring a third.
So who's your third All NBA lineup?
All right, cool. Ben Simmons. No, yeah, Ben Simmons. Yeah. Damian Lillard, Kawhi Leonard, Blake Griffin.
Yes.
And Karl-Anthony Towns.
Cat.
Interesting.
That's very interesting.
Do you have yours?
I have nothing. I'm here to
well prepared. Yeah. For mine, mm-hmm. I've got Kyrie. Mm-hmm. I've got Bradley Beal. I've got Bradley Beal.
Go
I've got LeBron James.
Okay.
I've got Blake Griffin, mm-hmm. and I've got Rudy Gobert.
Mm. Now,
tell me why you said to Bradley Beal. This man has had teammates with injuries.
Yes.
And he's in a bad organization.
Yes.
So
they've been terrible.
Tell me why he got the and LeBron James didn't.
They've been terrible. They've been terrible. You know what? I like Bradley Beal as well. To be fair,
Bradley Beal's been playing amazing basketball.
Right. He has worked.
Just last week, he put up multiple 40-point games in 1 week.
He's worked really hard. Yeah.
I just feel like Ben Simmons. He's just, even though he doesn't have a jump shot, he's just, you know how people like say he's a jump shot away. Just if we just take that away, I don't want to give him that because he may never ever have a jump shot. But I feel like just outside of that, he's a great playmaker. He's a big body. He's an elite defender. Obviously, at the point guard position, he's 6'9". But I just feel like he's deserving over Bradley Beal and their teams in the playoffs, team success, all of that. So I feel like Ben Simmons just is an elite guard. So I'm gonna give him that. I'm gonna give him that consideration.
All right, your turn.
Even though Bradley Beal, I'm not mad. But even
Bradley,
I'm not mad
I think Bradley Beal's had a great Beal. Season, and yep. I think if Bradley Beal was on a good roster. Right. This is why I kept saying the Lakers need to trade for Bradley Beal.
Yeah.
If they had swapped some of their young guys for Bradley Beal,
yeah.
you pair him with LeBron, then LeBron might be on my second team. Do you know what I'm saying? And Bradley Beal might be more widely recognized. Because I think the thing is, he's in a terrible team right now because of the horrible injury that happened to John Wall.
Mm-hmm.
So their multiple all-star point guard mm-hmm. is out. Like, we don't know when he's coming. Might not even come back next year.
Mm-hmm.
So, he's been carrying this team, which has dealt with loads of injuries. The front office has been making trades during the season. But he has remained consistently putting up good numbers throughout the year. Mm-hmm. And I think he doesn't get a lot of love because when was the last time you tuned into a Wizards game?
Never.
There you go.
Who was watching that?
There you go. And I think because Ben Simmons is on the Sixers and everyone likes to watch the Sixers,
mm-hmm.
you will rank him higher. But if you were to sit and watch... the Wizards play, you'd be like, yo, this Bradley Beal guy is kind of nice.
Mm. Yeah,
I feel like I'd put Chris Paul in there, but I don't know his stats off my head, but I feel like after injury, he came back quite strong.
Yeah. He hasn't played enough games.
He missed way too many games. I think there's a few other guys in with a shout.
Who?
For me, who didn't make my team, Ben Simmons. Mm.
Yeah.
If I had like a fourth team,
yeah.
Kemba Walker has had a great year.
Absolutely.
He has.
Tobias Harris.
Wow, six man, I'd say. Well, not anymore, but yeah.
Tobias Harris.
I would have given him six man at a time.
Yeah.
Before the trade, when he came over to the Sixers, when he was playing for the Clippers, he should have been an all-star.
Absolutely.
I also think Miles Turner is massively underrated.
Yes.
This
guy loves him.
No, because I agree. I agree.
That's all right.
I agree. Miles Turner was working.
I was about to get heated in here right now, you know. I heard my laugh. I was about to get heated. He has, through the Oladipo injury, managed to kind of steady the course for the pay. Tell me about Miles Turner.
No, do your thing.
Go for it, bro. This is your show. This is all you. Tell me about Miles Turner.
I love Miles Turner, man.
That's all I can say. I like him, man. I really like him. I feel like the summer before the season started, he really worked.
Yeah.
Like, he really trained. He takes it seriously. Miles Turner is another player that I like that has heart. I love players that have heart towards the team, towards the organization. There's Bear Love. And the way he's played this season, like you said, Oladipo's out. He's taken on the role as like number one, and I feel like he's delivered. Where are the Pacers now, actually?
Fourth.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, I'll leave it. They're
in the mix, you know what I mean? They've stayed kind of in the same position.
Yeah.
And they lost their all-star guard. And for most teams, they would have been a shambles after that. Yeah. But they've managed to make some smart roster moves. But also, Miles Turner is leading the league in blocks.
Just a scrappy team.
In blocks per game and in total blocks. Really? Do you know what I mean?
Scrappy team, man.
It's not like he's had one game with loads of blocks that bumped up his average. He's leading it in total blocks and blocks per game.
I didn't know that.
I think he can do it on the inside. And he's got that little perimeter shot as well.
Yeah,
I'm a big fan of him. Any other players that you guys think should be in consideration for that kind of third NBA team spot?
Let me think.
Any love for Jimmy Butler?
He's been a bit quiet. The thing is, he still plays well. It's just that, obviously, you've got Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons. It kind of gets drowned out. You know what, this makes no sense because he's a six man, but Lou Will, I don't care. Yep. Lou Will is an elite man.
Six man like Lou Will.
Yep. That man had two girlfriends at one point. Don't edit this out because it really happened.
They would both come to watch his games and sit together.
Absolutely right. That man is the
you
greatest
see me,
one.
Both my girlfriends want to fight each other. There we this go. Man's got them watching. I'm kidding. You got to cut that one.
Listen, Lou Will, for the last two seasons, this man is a six man of like six
man. What if I said to you, Lou Will is the best player in LA right now?
Yeah. I'll give you that.
There we go.
I'll give you that.
Yeah. But yet you put LeBron on your second NBA team.
We don't want to hear it.
LeBron, man.
Lou will never get the recognition he deserves.
No. This is his second year averaging 20 off the bench.
It's very bizarre that he doesn't get that recognition.
And I think I watched him on The Jump like a couple of days ago. And I think they were asking him, do you ever feel like you want to be a star? Blah, 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 blah. He says, nah, like this is the role I've embraced. Like I thrive in this role. It's his second year in a row, averaging 20.
Should I tell you something, right? I would make the case that it is harder to do what Lou Will does than to do what some of these other guys we've mentioned do. Because when you start a game in the NBA,
you're fresh.
You are in there from the very beginning.
Yeah.
You Catch can find rhythm. Your rhythm. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? You can go with the flow of the game, feel out your position. When you're a substitute coming into the game, you go in and you have to be on.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? Me so too. Guys like Lou Will, Jamal Crawford back in his heyday, you have to be ready to come into the game and make a bucket.
Yeah.
No warm-ups, because you got to bear in mind, you've done your warm-ups pre-game, then you've had the like player intros, you've had the national anthem, then you've had the first quarter with your stars. Maybe you're brought in around the four-minute mark to go. That's when most teams make their first set of substitutions. You know what I mean? 6-4 minutes left in the first quarter.
Yeah.
You got to come in and be ready to make an impact, because you're also coming into the game with maybe younger guys that are on the bench or older guys that are on the bench that may not be as ready. Mm-hmm. And he's carried that unit off the bench.
I feel like Derrick Rose has also been impressive.
Yes.
Very impressive off the bench. Was it this season that he scored 50?
Yeah.
Off the bench.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. It's so funny as well, on YouTube, every what's the word for like for the video? I forgot the icon or whatever.
Thumbnail.
The thumbnail. Thank you.
So we got there at the end.
Yeah.
The thumbnail.
For the thumbnail.
Yes.
For a Minnesota game.
Yeah.
Derrick Rose is in the thumbnail for every Minnesota game.
Yeah.
This guy has been given work, and I would have given him Sixth Man of the Year, but like you said, like there's other players that's just really taken over.
Lou Will, it's just crazy.
Lou Will, man.
I saw a take on Twitter the other day that said Pascal Siakam is deserving of an all-NBA third team spot. What are your opinions on that?
I'm not against it.
I mean, he's going to win most of the
Who do you drop out of your...
My third. He's a forward, right?
Yeah. It's either Blake or for you, Kawhi.
I can't drop out Kawhi.
Maybe Blake.
It'd have to be Blake. But then...
Oh, Blake has had the best Blake year of his career. Blake has had the best year. He's going nowhere. I think
but
he
Kawhi
could...
Kawhi is very solid.
Who did you have? You had LeBron in it.
Yes,
would you
sir.
Take out...
On third?
Would you take I would out... not take out LeBron for Pascal Siakam. Pascal Siakam. Yet. look, next year LeBron's going to be older. Yeah. Pascal Siakam's going to be better.
Yeah.
Do you see how it works? Yeah.
It'd have to be Blake. But Blake is balling right now.
Blake is getting not enough love as well because he plays for Detroit.
Yeah, he's got to come Miami.
I feel so sorry for Blake sometimes, you know. Me and my friend, we were talking about it. Because my friend made the argument. He said that Blake doesn't have any winner in him. I said, have you seen the way he's getting angry at his team, like, every night?
Winner.
Yeah, he's like, he doesn't have, like, the... Yes, you know how people talk about, he's got that dog in him?
Yeah, he does.
I think Blake is just...
That whole Clippers thing wasn't his fault.
I feel sorry for him because they played this man a video of, like, a simulation of his retirement ceremony for the LA Clippers.
Are you joking?
No, no, no. No, when he went into his free agent meetings, he met with loads of teams. Then he met the Clippers. They're trying to re-sign him. They showed him a video of his jersey being raised into the rafters of the Staples Center, saying that if you stay with us, you could be a legend of this franchise. Mm. And 2 months later,
trade him.
See in Detroit, Blake.
The game is the game.
And he's done.
You're joking.
No. And so he's taken that and he said, you know what? I'm just going to ball out. Like, he's put up career highs this season. He's been playing better than I've ever seen him play before.
Good, it's just the it's
and
the
it's
team,
without
man.
His jumping abilities.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? He's not doing those crazy posts anymore. Miami. He's got a 3-point shot. He's got the mid-range. He's got the post-up.
Yeah, Pat Riley, man. Trade for Blake Griffin, man.
Give him Olynyk and then bring...
Trade Whiteside, Olynyk, and everyone else.
All of them with braids.
Yeah, all the guys with braids, take them.
Take them out.
Wade, all, actually, not Wade. This is last year. But
one
the
less
rest of them.
Yeah, struggles Blake in Miami.
Listen, man, we've just been a mediocre franchise for time. Ever since LeBron left, we've just been mediocre.
It's a shame, isn't it?
It's just, it's like we're not.
I reckon we'll get it. We'll
can't
get
relate.
I wish we were bad.
Wow, Mo.
I wish we were bad. Because at least if we were bad, we'd be getting like lottery picks.
We can't do
like,
that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There is an argument there. There is an argument there.
We're too prestigious.
Would you rather be?
We could never tank.
Would you rather be a team?
No.
In and around the mix for the eighth seed,
yep.
Or would you rather be bottom of the conference and getting that shot at Zion Williamson this summer?
No, I'd rather.
Put me in the tank.
No, I don't.
Put me in the bin,
send
bruv.
Send me on the road to Zion.
Yeah, the road to Zion, bruv. Listen, now the joy of my world is in Zion, bruv.
Can Lakers get Zion? I was like, no.
Nah.
There's no way.
Listen.
The percentage is
No.
But anything is possible.
Anything is possible. So right now they've changed the rules of the lottery. Before, it used to be the worst team has the highest odds.
Yeah.
Now, the bottom three teams all have equal odds of landing him.
14%.
Which is 14%?
14%.
Correct. So, the other teams in the lottery also have a slim chance. So, the teams that finish ninth have perhaps like a 1-point-something chance.
Yeah, so
the teams that finish 10th have a 2 or 3% chance. But because it's a lottery, there is no way to guarantee that they don't just pick up the ball. That's the Lakers.
Yeah.
The Lakers get Zion. LeBron teaches him how to become LeBron Part 2. And...
I'll
leave
LeBron
the NBA forever
them.
Because that would just be
so
unfair.
They trade him for like
LeBron
Zion.
And Zion together would be so unfair.
It would be
because it's like
everyone's too strong.
It would be like having Trae Young and Steph Curry learning from Steph Curry every day.
Yeah, for real.
Do you know what I mean?
Lakers, yeah, for real.
Wow, LeBron and Zion.
That ain't happening.
I'll trade my entire. I'd trade myself for Zion. Like whatever you need from me, take me. Take my mom's house. All of it. take all of it for Zion.
Listen, if his mom, if you're watching this,
No, honestly, mom, you gotta understand,
Riley's coming
like,
to take
Zion.
Your house.
Wow. Zion
is ready.
Nah, and it hurts me, that he's gonna end up going to one garbage team.
See,
yeah, but
I think that he should go to the Hawks.
No, that's the only team
that's
he should go to.
For.
That's what
only,
we're hoping for.
I think the Hawks or the Phoenix Suns. Because the Phoenix Suns are trash right now, but...
They've been trash forever.
But
go on.
Devin Booker is a lot younger than you think.
He's
been in the league for 3 years now, but he's a lot younger than all the other players who came into the league same time as him.
Mm-hmm.
DeAndre Ayton was the number one pick last year.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, Luka and Trae Young are getting all the attention for Rookie of the Year. DeAndre Ayton has been putting up solid numbers for a rookie.
He has.
And I think if you add Zion to that mix and you have a big three that are all under the age of 22, then... 5 years down the line, 10 years down the line, if you can keep them together, you've got a real problem on your hands.
Do you know it's that risk, man? Yeah. The 5 years.
Do you know what it is about Phoenix? Yeah, I feel like they don't deserve a number one pick anymore.
Why?
Because they've been in the lottery bare times and still, they've just flubbed it. Like, who did they have? Who did they take fifth last time? Josh Jackson. Josh Jackson is not a bad player, but who else was in that draft? Was that the
What year is this?
Was that the?
I'll put it this way, right? Aside from Devin Booker. Mm-hmm. None of their lottery picks have been considered a success by the general consensus.
At all. And if we go and look at the people that were in those drafts, you'd be like, hey, Phoenix, what are you doing?
Hi.
Hi, what are you doing?
Hello, sons.
I like Zion in Atlanta, as I said.
That would
I'm
be
happy
elite.
For that.
That big three.
Because Atlanta's
wow.
The amount of
up.
Dunks that would go
Listen,
down in
man,
a game between John Collins and Zion Williamson.
The Trae Young, Zion Williamson pick and roll. Wow.
As long as you don't go Cleveland.
Oh no, please, we don't want that for him. I don't want him to go to Cleveland.
I want him to be in the East though.
Yeah. If he goes to Atlanta, because that family in Atlanta, I will go to every single... Let me go.
ATL.
Let me go. I'm there every game.
Prices will go up.
I don't mind. Let me know. Zion Williamson. That man. Oh, I can't wait for much right this one.
All right. We've got slightly off topic. If you're listening through your favorite podcast streaming service, make sure you subscribe to the Talking Points podcast by 24 Swish to stay up to date with the best.
The best.
The very best.
Elite.
In basketball lifestyle, culture, and everything you need to know from around the NBA here at 24 Swish.